Hi, I'm Luke Casterly and welcome to It All Works Out, a podcast series from A Lust for Life, where the Leavens Cert class of COVID-19 talk about the emotional fallout from what's been a crazy year and the uncertainty of what's to come. The Leavens Cert is one of the toughest, most intense years in the life of a young person living in Ireland. For most people, it's a year of long hours of study, stress, anxiety, and sometimes even tears. But what happens when there's a global pandemic? And the Leaving Cert, the set of exams that has defined the Irish education system since it was established in 1925 and is obsessed over by society and the media, is put in doubt. Schools are shut and teaching quickly moves from the classroom to Zoom and emails. Students are left at home for weeks trying to study for the most important exams in their lives, not knowing when, how, or even if they'll be taking place. The Taoiseach says it'll happen by hook or by crook. Weeks later, it's postponed and then eventually cancelled and replaced in an entirely new system of predicted grades, meaning points aren't determined by performance in end-of-year exams, but calculated by looking at past performance in school. It sounds crazy, right? Well, that's because it was. This is the year that I and the rest of the class of COVID-19 have had. It's been an absolute emotional rollercoaster of a year, and one that we'll never forget. I'm Luke Casterly, a Leaving Cert student myself, and in this six-part series, I speak to my peers and friends, as well as experts in psychology and careers, to explore how we cope through this crisis, and how we're going to cope in the future, with the uncertainty that still lies ahead. In this first episode, we'll get to meet the class of COVID-19, and hear how this year has been for us so far.
Hi, my name is Alicia O'Sullivan, and I'm a member of the Leaving Cert class of 2020.
This year has been crazy for us as the Leaving Cert class, but maybe could you like throw yourself back to 2 August when we started, before any of this COVID stuff started? And how were you feeling about the Leaving Cert then? Like, were you nervous, or how did you feel about the year ahead?
I guess naturally I was nervous. I think everyone is probably a little bit nervous, but I think as well, like, I've been through, you know, I've suffered from depression and, you know, my own mental health issues, and I think I've overcome so much in that respect that I was really going into the Leaving Cert with a very level-headed mind. I think at the end of the day, like, people think that the Leaving Cert is the end of the road. Like, if you mess that up, your whole life is messed up, and like, it's a letdown to your family and friends and teachers, but it's really not, and nothing is the end of the road. And I go into everything with that sort of mindset now, that you can get anywhere you want if you really want to, and you'll get there. Like, people will help you and support you to get there no matter what.
Hi, my name is Connor Smith. I'm a member of the class of COVID-19. I'm from Cavan, and I love content creation, making YouTube videos. The Leaving Cert for me, while it was important, it was always a set of exams. I never really placed a lot of weight to it, and I suppose that's because my learning style and the way that I experienced school wasn't necessarily about classroom learning. I would have focused my sort of learning and suited the learning style to being experiential. And the learning that I really did in school, while I looked at books and studied and did that, what majorly shaped me in my life was doing the extracurriculars, going on trips, and being really, really involved in student community. And so while these exams were important, yes, they were shaping my future, I was never too panicked about them, because I knew that my path in life wasn't necessarily going to be defined by these set of exams. For me, it was always, look, let's just crack ahead, take it as it comes, not get too stressed, and just do our best here. It wasn't really, really monumental.
I first learned what the Leaving Cert was, I think, in fourth class. And even like at the age of 10, I was like, that just sounds stressful. I'd rather not do that. No, thank you. So I guess just that, like, and I got what I wanted in the end, I suppose. just as much as anyone else, I was just trying to study as much as I could, just trying to keep on top of it all, like, but always feeling a bit underprepared for in terms of studying and projects. But I think, yeah, like, it was just the normal anxiety that everyone feels about the Leaving Cert, which was then, of course, replaced by the anxiety of, will we get a Leaving Cert?
Hello, my name is Sean. I'm 18 years of age. I'm a member of the class of COVID-19. I'm one of those people that when I get nervous about something, instead of facing it head on, I tend to find as many ways as possible to avoid it and try to push it to the back of my mind, which, when it comes to studying for the Leaving Cert, isn't always but wasn't really the best plan. At the very beginning of the year, it wasn't too bad because you have a whole year in front of you. It seems very far away, but by the time you get to Christmas, you can see it just over the horizon and it becomes very real very quickly.
Oh, most definitely. It was the most strangest year in school that I've ever had. My name is James Riley. I'm a young Irish traveller, 17 years old, and I live in Halton site with my family. Before the COVID hit the Leaving Cert, I was actually looking forward to it, believe it or not. For fifth and sixth year leading up to it, I was very confident sitting the exams. And then when COVID hit, it was actually very mentally tough with the online learning and stuff. So it was hard to pick up where I left off in school.
Our days are pretty normal to begin with. Just your average boring Tuesday.
Well, I live very close to the school, so I just roll out of bed at like 9:30 with my mom roaring at me. Because I don't eat breakfast either. I'm a terrible advocate now, but I was just never a breakfast person. So I just roll out of bed at around 9:30, throw on as much uniform as I thought I'd get away with, maybe a hoodie if I was feeling cheeky, and then yeah, roll into school 9 a.m. into classes, and just yeah, do the day, lunch at I can't even remember what time our lunch is, 1:10.
Yeah, just class started at 9:00 and we'd have 9 classes in the day. I'd be able to sit next to someone and just do like listen to the teachers, take notes like in person, to be able to actually discuss the different subjects with people in the same room.
Well, for me, I would have been up quite early because it would have been my neighbour who dropped me and she worked in the convent. So most mornings I'd have been in school around 8:20. If I'm not waiting around, it would have been 7:30, 7:45 by the time I'm home. So you're looking at nearly 12 hours for me in school every day, which, you know, to be honest, for a lot of people would have been kind of normal enough for anyone that would have lived a distance away from the school.
You'd wake up in the morning, you'd get your breakfast, you're off to school, you'd enjoy your school day, you'd come home, you'd do your after school activities, such as football and boxing, they were my two. So I was fairly active like. And then when COVID hit then, we kind of locked down as they said like.
But it all kicked off with an announcement from Leo Varadkar. He was speaking from Washington. All schools were to close. We looked at each other in absolute shock as we packed our lockers for 2 weeks off in the middle of the most stressful year of our school lives.
I'd be in a high risk group because of an illness I have. So I actually wasn't even in school. I wasn't in school that whole week. My mom didn't want me to go because of like the rumours about, well, I suppose they weren't rumours, but there was so much hype at that time about coronavirus and I suppose we didn't have a lot of information on it.
It was kind of almost like something out of a film, to be honest. Like, it was surreal.
So I was actually at home and my friends messaged me being like, do you want us to get your stuff out of your locker for you?
Well, that day in particular, the coronavirus tensions were hyping up and things were becoming a wee bit escalated. And there was a sense of anticipation in the air that really was defining that day.
And I think then at that stage, then when they announced it, we just knew like we weren't going to get any more work done. Our teacher tried to keep doing like, I think we were doing calculus at the time but we had all just clocked out because we were just like, what does this mean? And even at the time we all thought we'd be back again in 2 weeks. We were just worried about what this meant for the orals. We didn't think like it would have such wider implications at the time.
I just remember kind of walking out of, I think I had history class, and one of the teachers who I know quite well kind of called me over and said, did you see it? And showed me Sky News report that the schools had been called off in Ireland. And then walking outside, and all you could hear was people shouting and jumping about the place, delighted that, you know, school had been cancelled. And then there were other people that didn't seem to be quite as happy at the thought of staying at home.
I mean, we had in the days leading up to that day, you know, there was the murmurs of, oh, maybe the schools are closing, and seeing schools around other countries closing and thinking, oh, are we next? Could this possibly happen? And then that day that the schools closed, I can't remember specifically which date, I remember just walking in school and we were actually brought in as an assembly that day, and, you know, they were trying to you know, quell the sort of fears and keep the lid on the paint, if that's a helpful analogy, keep the lid on the paint, because things were starting to bubble up and we had murmurs of the coronavirus and nobody understood the extremity to which how this would shape our lives then. So there was murmurs, and I remember you know, particularly in one class I was going in, and there was talks of it and we'd all discuss it. Like, it was kind of taken over at that stage, like before even any news broke, like, you know, we were in class kind of just talking about it a lot, coronavirus, because it was shaping as our times as we knew it. And then we got the murmurs, and I was sitting in class, it was actually for a class where they were organizing the Microsoft Teams, so I had my phone out. I'd seen a tweet or something that morning that there was the murmurs of the Taoiseach making a big announcement, and I was in the classroom and we were doing the Microsoft Teams, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to check this is working on my phone. Like, I was the first guy to get word of it from my Twitter, just looking at my phone, and we were in the middle of class and I was like, guys, it's gone. The thing's out the gate, you know, it's happening. He's after making an announcement. Schools are closing at 4 o'clock.
And it was just there was such a strange buzz around the school. There was sort of an excitement and like an anxiety, because I think everyone was just throwing books from their lockers into their bags. Some people just left their books in school thinking that they'd be back in 2 weeks' time.
It wasn't a joke. It wasn't something people were laughing about anymore. All of a sudden, it was serious.
And everyone was like, no, this can't be. And the teacher was like, where is that now? Is that the Twitter? Like, it's not the journal, is it? You know, it has to be a authentic news source. You know, it can't be just fake news. So
it's just, and the teacher didn't even know what to say to us. They were just sort of like, a good luck to you. And we had to teach our geography teacher how to use Google Classrooms, like, just in case. And that's how I spent my last geography class, trying to like create a Google account for her so she could give us homework online.
Shock. Disbelief. It was like, oh my god, this is really real. So that's what that day was like. And then through the next classes, it just took over. There was no sense of schoolwork at all. We were just like chatting about it. Like,
well, everyone's reaction was we were happy at the time, but when we realized, like, the 6 years realized what was happening, we weren't happy then, because we were learning and learning up to this day, and then it kind of, we didn't know where we were, we didn't know what we were going to do, we didn't know how it was going to happen. So it was actually very hard.
We had to switch to online learning, and some of us took to it more easily than others.
Yeah, it was definitely stressful. Like, I did feel overwhelmed. I mean, for me, because I live in rural Ireland, at the beginning it was tough because I didn't have good internet. You know, it wasn't fast. The videos were breaky. My school did do certain classes, and teachers did do online classes, but it was more of a discussion, like, do you think an online class would benefit you? And if it was a kind of a majority, yes, we do one, and if it was a majority no, we could do with something else like notes or a weekly test or something. We did that. So actually all my teachers were really good, and I'm not just saying that, they were really good with the situation, but it was still overwhelming because, you know, it was online, there was no real structure to it. You were being sent stuff all over the place, which wasn't anyone's fault. It was just because it's not made to be taught online.
Obviously the digital aspect of the learning, it's not the same as in person. Otherwise, you know, we would just stay at home all the time and do that ourselves.
The online learning, I found that actually very hard, especially where I'm living in the Halton side. We didn't have very good connection with Wi-Fi and stuff. So I was always kind of behind in that as well. But to actually motivate myself to learn in the online learning, it was actually very hard. In school, like, you can't slack off. Teachers are there. They're telling you, you have to kind of do it. Whereas at home, you kind of had that choice. And even though you wanted to do it, it was kind of, it was hard to motivate yourself to do that.
Yeah, I think despite the best efforts of the teachers, and some of the teachers were amazing, they followed the school timetable. Like, we would have, like, say if I had Irish class, she would be there waiting for us online to talk to for a class. So even despite the teachers working hard to keep us on the ball and keep us working, I just found, like, with every day, the motivation was just drained from all of us, because, like, just as the uncertainty rised, our motivation just decreased, because we didn't think we were working towards anything.
We literally just had to try and do our best, you know. The digital divide is something that has shaped a lot of the Leaving Cert discussions, because the lack of access to the technologies. I was very lucky to have decent Wi-Fi, decent access to Microsoft Teams, and decent teachers that were posting regularly every day and keeping updated. And while I could contact them and email them if I had a problem, the simple lack of human interaction is very difficult, you know.
Like, I know friends who they were suffering hugely from stress and being overwhelmed, like completely overwhelmed with exhaustion. I think everyone was really tired those first few weeks as well. Like, there was just this extreme tiredness everyone had from just dealing with everything going on, from the media to school and work and parents and money and everything.
At the beginning, I found it all right, because the learning side and the work side of things, I didn't mind too much. It was kind of the part of school I hated the most was just going to classes. There were some classes that I would have rather be anywhere else but in them. But kind of towards when it looked like the leaving cert was going to be cancelled, I was kind of starting to quickly lose motivation and would find it hard to, you know, complete assignments and stuff, because you kind of were thinking, am I doing this for a leaving cert that's not going to happen? Am I getting up at 8:30 every morning to study for an exam that I won't actually be sitting?
I was actually very stressed when the schools were closed, but I have a great family and relatives behind me, so they were motivating me all the way. But when the schools were closed, it was actually very hard to... It was stressful, you didn't know what was going to happen, and then it was actually very hard to put into words of the stress that was going through your head. Like, because they even sort of set you up for life, for a job and stuff, for your future. So that was actually very stressful, yeah.
I was overwhelmed at times, but I was relaxed about the situation in the sense that I myself knew that something would happen eventually, and the only thing I could do was continue working away and pretending like the exams were happening, as hard as that was, and hope that a good solution would come out of it either way. I kept really busy here. I was cleaning and organising and gardening. My mom has never seen me be so practical.
Obviously, you want to keep studying as if the Leaving Cert is happening in case it did happen. But then when there's so much online, so many different opinions and so much speculation about whether they'll happen or not, it was just so much harder to focus.
It was a really scary, uncertain time, as if the Leaving Cert isn't scary and uncertain enough. The next big day was the announcement that the exams would be postponed until July 29th. Yikes. The whole summer seemed to stretch out ahead of us in a big, never-ending Leaving Cert haze. Those days were really tough.
There was a matter of weeks where it was very unclear whether it would be safe or not to sit the exams. And then it became very clear that it wouldn't be. And it was that time when they announced the postponement. And as someone who was high risk, obviously, you know, I'm primarily thinking of myself. But also the fact that young people are carriers of it, and that, you know, if kind of the economy and society is opened up in phase five, which was in August, it leaves a lot of people vulnerable. It leaves everyone vulnerable. That was my stance on it. I was heavily disappointed when they postponed them, because I just thought it was irresponsible, to be honest.
I was probably very angry was probably the one that probably sticks out to me. While I was understanding of these are crazy circumstances, the sheer it seemed almost like, I'm not going to say bullheadedness, but like it was very foolhardy. Like, we had Leo Varadkar saying that by hook or by crook that even cert exams would go ahead, and in the traditional sense.
Because even it's so easy then to just go on Twitter and look at millions of different opinions. And it was sort of like empty calories in the way that it felt good to see other people worried about the same things that I was and sharing so many opinions and helping me speculate. But then in the end, it didn't do anything to calm my nerves.
The word there for that one was really just demoralising. It was incredibly just disheartening. Seeing the uncertainty, the ambiguity, and what a struggle it was during that uncertain time period to motivate yourself to get up there, to really follow through on the studies. To have that, again, when it was already amplified by the uncertainty, have that amplified threefold or fourfold, again, by lengthening out the process, was really just so crazy to me and unbelievable. I was like, Jesus, is this really happening, you know? For the students across the country, you know, like, Jesus, it's essentially, by the time we get around to August, to get around to July, which is really the beginning of August. You know, by the time we do all the exams, it essentially almost be a 12-month working year. And to me, that was just crazy. I was like, how are you going to put us through this?
I think my initial reaction was, I felt very numb actually after the initial reaction, because I had really expected them to cancel it then, to make the final call that the exams weren't going to happen. But then when they called for the delay, I was really surprised, because I hadn't expected that at all. And then I think I was just very irritated, because I thought to me the answer was so clear that the Leaving Cert was this unnecessary variable in these bizarre, unprecedented times, and it'd be so much easier to take that out of the equation in the interest of like well-being and health.
I was frustrated, I'd say would be the best word I'd use. It kind of felt to me that they were just kicking the can down the road, that they didn't really have any solid idea of what they're going to do. And I think we kind of found that out as things went on, that they really weren't sure.
And I was just concerned mainly for the mental health of our students across the country. And so that was just my main talking point. Like, you know, we hear all these things about well-being in school and mental health, but then you're like, here, go study for an incredible lengthened period of time with very little certainty, and with sometimes in some schools poor supports for self-learning, and all of the myriad factors that were propelling the craziness and the difficulty of the time for another couple of months. It was just so ridiculous to me, and so it became blatantly obvious then, I think, just how little students were standing for it, and how little parents as well were standing for it, because behind every student is a family. And I don't think in that decision the regard for the consequences was there.
And even then there was still the feeling of, well, we're in such uncertain times, anything can happen. Like you're saying, they could happen on they're happening on the 29th of July, but what if on the 20th of July there's another massive spike in cases, and all of a sudden it's not safe to go outside again?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, the pace that I was working at before that really just, I halved it, because I was like, this is not just a sprint anymore, it's a war of attrition. So I'm going to just ease back here, take my time, I'm not going to kill myself working just because this has been lengthened out. You know, like I know some people saw it as an opportunity because the exams were extended out and obviously more time to study, but I wasn't going to say I'm going to use that time to work at breakneck speed, because I knew just that wasn't tenable.
The day we'll probably remember for the rest of our lives was the day cancellation was announced. The speculation had been rife, and the day it came was a mixed bag of feelings for us all.
When it was kind of leaked the night before, I was in my bedroom and I cried. Like, I didn't like cry, but like I was tearing, because it's like, wow, like we did it. Like we actually did it. Because I think the Leaving Cert is like, you know, we obviously spoke a bit over the few weeks that it was kind of unraveling, and the Leaving Cert is such a traditionalized, standardized, like Irish thing that people still have nightmares over. So I was emotional, I think. And then on the Friday, oh my God, the Friday was the most craziest day of my life.
Oh my God, this was the whole thing that day. It was such a, it truly was a historic moment, and it's one for the history books, because it represented more than just a backpedal. I was at home. I had a really busy day that day. I didn't even study. I was actually glued to my computer that whole day. I was messaging my friends about the Leaving Cert. I was like, yo, I think this could be it. There's something coming down the line. Like, we didn't know what then, but I knew there was something coming. So I actually took to Twitter.
I think we'd been told the day before that we were getting an announcement. And obviously we were all like on like tenterhooks, thinking like, this is going to be it. This is going to be the announcement that like makes or break the whole thing. We'll either be told it's like delayed again, or we'll be told to just shut up, or told it's cancelled. So then I was like really like preparing to like listen to this announcement. So I went down into my sitting room to like watch, and I was just watching the news, just waiting for this like a breaking announcement. And all my family kept trying to talk to me, saying like, oh, Ellen, have they made the announcement yet? And I was like, no, please stop talking to me, don't look in my direction, please.
Well, I when the announcement was made, I was sitting in a bog with two of my friends, socially distancing, of course, and we had a large bag of cans. I know it hadn't been announced, but I think everybody expected what was kind of coming. There was something released by Irish Times the night before, and it was all but confirmed.
When they announced that, it was a shock. It was one of the biggest shocks ever, because from the first year to sixth year, you were studying for that Leaving Cert, and then for it to be cancelled, you were like, what is this like? So you hadn't a clue, like.
And then they made the initial announcement, and as Joe McHugh was talking, I just felt like pure numb. I didn't know how to react because it just felt so surreal. And even then, again, like, my family, when the announcement was made, my family just like kept talking amongst themselves about it. But I just felt so like I was just silent because I didn't know how to process this.
All the uncertainty and all the drama, controversy, and just stress of the last few months just like faded away. It was like getting into a cold shower after a sweaty run. Like, it just drizzled away, and it was so euphoric. And one, in the sense that all that was taken away, but also in the sense of what it gave us, because it was such a historic moment. And what I see as a real turning point. Some people might see it as a temporary solution for 2020, but I think that the department don't ever want to be in this position again. So this was a real step forward, and a leap forward, not even a step, in terms of the way forward of continuing the development of the Leaving Cert system. We're obviously going to have to see a shift towards continuous assessment here.
There was a huge sense of relief when it was official, 100% confirmed, the Leaving Cert will not be going ahead. It, like you said, it's something you don't forget. You won't forget, you know, where you were the day your Leaving Cert was cancelled. It's not something a lot of Irish people, I think, can say.
So now what? We're facing into calculated grades and uncertainty about points and college places. It's pretty scary.
I think it was a roller coaster. Like, it was a real roller coaster. In general, young people have realised how much politics influences their lives. I've never had so much engagement from people in my school about politics. I don't think half of them knew who Joe McHugh was beforehand, which is a great thing. Like, it's brilliant. Like, let's get active, let's use our voices, you know, it's great. For myself personally, like, reaffirmed how strong mentally I am now. And I think, you know, what I went through, although it was, you know, like battling depression, although it was an awful thing to go through, it was like around fourth year, I was in my kind of my worst bits. Although that was a horrible experience, I just know now when I'm hit with something that's just so, you know, kind of life changing, and it's gonna, you know, change like your daily life, or it's just a big kind of new thing that you have to accept in your life, that there's no real changing about it. I know that I can just deal with that, and actually I can help people through it, which I think I did with kind of trying to help educate people on what was happening every day. And I think that was really great for me to know that I've gotten through it. And, you know, it's probably the biggest kind of change up in my life that's kind of happened since then.
The current circumstances of 2020 have really shown us that, you know, no matter what you put into something, things can just find a way of cropping up and throwing you off your path. And yes, make lemonade with lemons, but for a lot of young people, I think that this is something that they've been shown and they've seen for the first time, and it's something that is learned through adulthood. And we've been look at thrown into the deep end like a lot of people here, but I think the main thing for being a member of the class of COVID-19 is just carrying on through the struggle, through the strife, and understanding that, you know, things won't work out just as you expected. And if anyone didn't know before this, you know, this is a great learning exercise. And in terms of like your life goals and everything, you know, we all have these plans set out for ourselves, where we envision ourselves, where we see ourselves going, but there's always a way that those can, you know, fall in on themselves. And it's just one of the inevitabilities of life that we just have to get on with.
I think to describe being in the COVID-19 class would just be surreal, because I feel like every announcement you hear on the news about the Leaving Certs just sends you into more shock and more speculation about what's going to happen to us. But then I think from lessons to take from all this is maybe to appreciate the different aspects of school more, because obviously school isn't just about the classes and the exams we take. For us, it would have been about having our graduation mass, different ceremonies, the grad over the summer. And I think we took for granted that there's just such a certainty that comes with school. And now that they've all been either cancelled, delayed or substituted with online ceremonies, we'll definitely appreciate those kind of milestones more in the future.
But as I've been told by I don't know how many family members, it's not something I will ever forget. You will never forget your leaves. Like they say, you never forget your leaving cert. And I think that's going to be especially true for our generation. I think if you're not in that situation, if you're not somebody, like I do feel a little bit for the year coming below us, I think they're going to have a hard run of it too. But I think if you're not in that situation, it's hard to understand what it feels like to know or to have this thing you work towards for years. You know, the day you enter secondary school, you're told you're working towards it, and then to kind of at the last hurdle almost be told that yeah, it's now going to be twice as hard for you, you're going to study from home, you know, you're not going to be able to be to see any of your teachers or any of your friends. It's, you know, it was tough, but I do think kind of in the end it did work out for the best. I think everybody, there are very few people I think that can honestly say that what happened in the end was a bad idea or a bad decision. I think it's a decision that everybody really is going to benefit from in the end.
Coping through COVID, it was hard, but one of the things that I can take on with me is about family and stuff, because like it all made us closer really with your family and stuff. And not that usually you were putting your daily activities ahead of family and stuff without realizing it, and now with COVID that's made you realize that your family's there for you and stuff, and your friends, so kind of make time for them as well. And take nothing for granted also.
The class of COVID-19 will forever be defined as the Leaving Cert class who didn't sit the Leaving Cert. Since the exams were cancelled, many people have labelled us as lazy and privileged. Snowflakes who complained about having to sit exams, and whingers on Twitter. I think the reality is the complete opposite. The class of COVID-19 are a resilient, powerful, and inspiring group of young people. I know that Alicia, Sean, Ellen, Connor, and Jamesy, as well as the rest of the Leaving Cert class of 2020, have proven that. You've been listening to It All Works Out, hosted and produced by myself, Luke Casterly, along with the team at A Lust for Life. A big thanks to the class of COVID-19 and our guests who shared their stories and expertise. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media, rate and review it, and tell a friend who needs to hear it too.